The greatest offensive mind in Kansas City is not Andy Reid. We are the children of a father who is interested in playing offense. And he sends his son to play offense in the world. And his son starts a church not to play defense, but to play offense in the world. The greatest offensive genius in world history is God the Father, who loves the human race so much that he speaks the word of life, his only son, to deal with the enemy of his people. We didn't earn this victory. It can't be accomplished without him. And so God the Father loves us so much that he sends us the MVP of all time, the greatest offensive weapon in world history. And today we celebrate that weapon's victory. He has a name and a face, and it is Jesus of Nazareth, and he has conquered the grave. And so the true kingdom of Kansas City gathers to celebrate Jesus's victory. But a couple months ago, of course, we had an opportunity to celebrate a worldly victory. And it didn't go lost on me that, you know, the confetti exploded and the world ended for 12 seconds. Oh my gosh, we won again. This is amazing. I aged 25 years. I look a lot more like Father Brian. I really noticed, brothers and sisters, at the end of this Super Bowl, 2 minutes and 27 seconds after the world exploded and we won, there was a microphone placed in front of Travis Kelce. And he acknowledged that one victory wasn't enough. Two wasn't enough. This kingdom needs a three-peat. And so, brothers and sisters, we want to acknowledge something that we learn from the other kingdom in Kansas City. That kingdoms come and go, one kingdom is eternal, and one victory lasts forever. But if we were going to take another nod to the kingdom that we are all also a part of this last season, if there's one thing we learned this last season watching the other kingdom play, it's really hard to win when you can't catch. Receiving is necessary for victory. This is true in the NFL, and it is even more true in the Christian life. It is impossible to win in the Christian life when you can't catch and you can't receive. And so we are looking for wide receivers right now in Kansas City, both for God's team and Andy Reid's team. And so I'd like to offer you just three simple tips on what perhaps both kingdoms are looking for in their wide receivers. Number one, coachability. Number two, confidence. Number three, commitment. Coachability. Wide receivers have to be able to be coached. They have to be willing to be coached. And this means that they have to have a posture of humility. You're not going to get many game balls when you live in a way that says, I got it all figured out. Everybody else step aside. Let me run the show. That is not what wide receivers do. Wide receivers acknowledge that there is someone who runs the offense who is not them. And that individual desires to pass victory to them. But it's going to be really hard for them to be open to receiving victory when they have all the answers. They have it all together. They have it all figured out. And so, brothers and sisters, I want to ask you on this Easter Sunday morning, are you coachable? Do you acknowledge that the victory that is won today, you did nothing to earn or accomplish? Do we acknowledge that the one who has established dominion over all of creation, who proves to us that he holds even sin and death in his hand, is not us? Do I have a disposition of listening? Am I coachable to the God who desires to form me into the best wide receivers of his victory that I can possibly be? Or do I live in a way that says, God, step aside, Jesus, step aside, Catholic Church, step aside, I got it all figured out, I got all the answers. The victor over the grave looks at us this morning. He desires to give us his victory. But when we look at him in a way that says, Jesus, step aside, Catholic Church, step aside, I got it all together, I got it all figured out, he can tend to look at us and say, oh, really? You little suckers? You couldn't save yourself from sin. You couldn't save yourself from death. You don't have what it takes to earn the victory that I have won for you. Will you let me coach you? Wide receivers are coachable. Am I willing to be coachable by Jesus and by his church? Wide receivers are confident. You don't want a wide receiver lining up and playing on your team who is nervous, who is scared, who lets fear and self-reliance and self-accusation and the chattering voices of the world take his peace and his freedom. We are looking for wide receivers in this church and in this kingdom who play with confidence, who play with an unshakable trust that they are seen and loved, that their story, their talents, their unique hearts matter to the King. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of chattering voices in our culture today. There's a lot of movements in the interior life. And I just want to ask you, has Easter changed anything about the confidence with which you live? Do I choose to live for the glitz and glamour and prestige and honor of the world? Or do I acknowledge that the one who has conquered the grave today has power over the world? Do I let the world define my worth and my lovability? Or do I acknowledge that the one who comes to me and who fights the fight for me and who has won today is the only opinion that matters? And he thinks that you are worth suffering and dying for. He wants you on his team. And so do I play in fear and in self-reliance? Do I paying attention to what the world thinks of Christians and how the Catholic Church is doing? Or do I play in confidence? A confidence that is free from fear. A confidence that is free from the chattering voices of the world. Because my confidence comes not from me, but from the one who has conquered the grave. Do I live out of me-ism, or am I a Christian? We live amidst the culture that champions the worship of me. I got it. I accomplished it. I earned it. I figured out. Look at me. Well, brothers and sisters, that ultimately comes from a space in the human heart that believes the lie that it is alone, that it is not seen. And so it has to make itself seen and lovable in order for it to be noticed and liked. What we celebrate today on Easter is that our confidence comes not from us, not from our earning, not from our accomplishing. Our confidence comes from him who has conquered the grave. Christians are able to look sin and the consequence of sin, which is death itself. Christians are able to look death straight in the eyes and wink at it because we know the one who has conquered even it. And he calls us his friends. Do I live in cockiness, claiming myself, me, my life, my way, my earnings, my accomplishments? Or do I live in confidence, Jesus swagger? Has he given me the marching orders for my life? And do I live in peace and freedom from fear, self-accusation and self-hatred? Because I know my life, my heart, and my story matters to God. Wide receivers are coachable. Wide receivers are confident. And finally, wide receivers are committed. St. Paul told us today that we should hold fast, that we should live in a way that says, heaven no matter what, seeking the things that are above. Am I committed to the pursuit of the victory that has been won for me today? Or do I pay lip service to that victory for an hour once a year? And then I go off living my life, my way, my thoughts, my needs, my earnings, my accomplishments. Do I live in a way that says, this victory no matter what? Am I willing to put heaven first in my life? Am I willing to seek relationship with the living God who has conquered the grave? Do I come to Mass every Sunday throughout the year because I acknowledge that what is given to me at this altar is Easter? God is looking for wide receivers today who are coachable, who are confident, and who are committed to the pursuit of his kingdom, who live in a way that says heaven no matter what. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate his victory that he invites us to receive and in which he invites us to live. The most coachable, the most confident, and the most committed Christians that the world has ever seen, they have won this victory. And they are celebrating with Jesus in his kingdom, not just for 2 minutes and 27 seconds. They are celebrating with Jesus in his kingdom for all of eternity. They don't need a three-peat because this victory that we are invited to receive this day is eternal.